Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Bachelorgation.
We normally record during the day, but we decided to just like bang it out because there were two episodes.
Schedule-wise, we had to record right after watching.
People are going
to
be so over this.
By the time that we... Anyways, so yeah. It's late at night. We've had good but long days. We're a little drowsy.
Yeah.
But we are here for you.
We're here.
Thanks to everyone who's left reviews recently, like, just actually
so
warms
sweet.
My heart.
Oh my gosh.
So sweet. And makes me, like, really excited to do this every week.
I know. It's so sweet. We love it. We love hearing the feedback, and we love seeing the combos on Instagram and seeing people interact with our stuff.
It's, like, so precious. Someone wants us to have longer episodes, and I can't promise it for this episode, but Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, my God. We're so excited to cover Bachelor in Paradise. There's going to be, like, too much stuff.
It's going to be so fun.
That preview looked real.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we can just dive in. I think we should talk. I know that it's, like, old news at this point, but maybe we should talk for a second about, like, the parents, mm-hmm. Hannah's parents, because I just thought their whole conversations were so funny.
That's actually where I want to start as well, so that's great.
Okay, so just comparing the way that they treated, like, Tyler and Jed, mm-hmm. I thought was so interesting because it's, like, obviously the family is, like, this really, like, religious household, and they're all, like, obviously very sweet and loving and just, like, super supportive of Hannah. But they're like, our daughter's expensive, so...
Literally.
How are you going to handle that?
It made me extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, like,
they're
if
treating
anything,
Their ditter. They're treating their daughter like she's some sort of liability, but...
It's a weird way to gauge, like, a hubby.
Yeah, and the dad's whole, conversation just around, like, the man needing to be the, like, not
right.
His conversation with Tyler and Jed, but his conversation with Hannah
right.
about the man needing to be the provider and leader of the household. It didn't surprise me, but it was just interesting in contrast to Hannah's sort of, if you could call it feminism throughout the season
right.
of, like, I'm this independent woman. And then you hear her dad be like, well, actually, you're not going to be an independent woman.
Right. It was really weird. And she like, reiterated that to him, saying, like, you know that I'm going to be able to provide for myself, like, no matter what my husband is doing. And I think that there's a difference between saying, no, we want someone who has their ducks in a row, like, someone who has their shit together, and saying, no, like, but traditionally, like, the man has to provide for his wife. That's what's right, you know?
Right. I don't think that they were saying we want someone who's stable
right.
and it can, you know, be a good
no.
partner. They
he
were
was,
saying...
Yeah, it was archaic. Like, the way that he was talking about, you know, what he expected her husband to look like. And I, you know, obviously, the two... Side by side, Tyler just did better. Like, he just was more confident. He spoke more clearly and was more direct, and he did have more to show for, you know? But I just thought it was kind of wacky the way that the dad was just like, you know, you need to have the husband to provide for you. I know that you're going to do great in whatever you do, but you know, you need a husband who's going to be...
Like, the leader of the household.
Yeah.
Yeah, as much as I was icked by her family's approach to selecting which guy they liked better,
yeah.
I did find the interactions really comical. Like, I love that they didn't even try and connect with Jed.
Oh,
they
my
just
God.
Were kind of like, oh, you're a starving musician? Great, no.
It was so funny, and I wonder how it would have been different too if Jed had gone first. Because they were already so sold on Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Jed was, like... It's not like they weren't listening to him. But it's, like, obviously this guy comes in and... it's like a dog food commercial to, like, someone who, like, has his own, like, family carpentry business. And, it, like, has his life together and has taken care of a family already, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, they weren't going to give Jed airtime at all.
No.
It was hilarious to listen to them, like, literally say, like, you know... It's going to be really hard to beat Tyler.
And I, you know, everybody's been talking about it, but it is just so goddamn funny that when asked about his stability,
oh
Jed
God.
Brought up a
dog
jingle
commercial.
That he did. a dog food commercial.
I can't even...
Like, if that's not stability, then I don't know what is.
If y'all have the time to find it on online, because it's there. Someone, like, literally found the commercial that he did.
And it's fucking brilliant.
Maybe not the way, in the way that he thinks.
I mean, I don't know. I thought it was a pretty good jingle, to be quite honest. I love that that's, like, his point of pride with his music. Like, no shame. Like, you're trying to get seen, but that's really what you're going to bring out to impress someone's father.
I think that, like, he is actually proud of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's made it very clear this whole season that that's been his number one motivator in life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just funny that he, like, you know, basically was lying to Hannah the whole time about his true intentions being there.
Mm-hmm.
And had lied to someone back home about his true intentions and being there. And it's funny how he was able to exist in that lie and make it all the way to the end and win. As he even described it, win the competition. When, in truth, like, the truth has always been out there. Like, he's been playing his music. Whenever he talks about his life, all he talks about is music. It's completely obvious that that's why he signed up for the show. It's like, of course he, like, left a girl back home. I would be at all shocked. I'm never surprised when stuff like this happens.
The ending was just so... Sorry, I'm kind of jumping around, but...
It's not like there's, like, that much to go through. I guess maybe we could talk about Tyler. But...
Let's talk about Tyler a little bit and then just move into Jed. Yeah?
Yeah. With Tyler, I mean, you said it, like, I felt so bad that he was going on and on and on in his engagement speech, and it took Hannah so long.
I don't really understand why it took her so long to cut him off. Like, who is cruel enough to let someone just blabber on about how much they love them?
She seems so uncomfortable.
And it's sad that he was so nervous and so amped up that he didn't even pick up on what she was putting down. Because, like you said, while we were watching, she wears her emotions on her sleeve. So,
right.
I mean, you could read her from the moment he started walking.
Right.
And like, I think he just didn't want to see it.
The way that, like, she engaged him versus whenever, like, she eventually engaged Jed, it was completely different. She seemed very, like, nervous about having to break bad news, essentially.
Right.
And she's always charming. Like, she's very graceful with the way she delivers things, even if it's not necessarily, like, positive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, you can tell whenever she's, like, nervous in a bad way. She was nervous in a bad way. I think probably Tyler probably just had, like, tunnel vision of, like, I gotta just go for it and see if I get engaged at the end, you know, and just started spieling about his mm-hmm. speech and everything. And it seemed, like, rehearsed in that way. Like, he seemed nervous as well. But, girl, you just gotta cut him off and let him know.
She really let him go on for a substantial amount of time.
It was really, like, sad. Like, he is someone that, like, has been consistently so sweet, and you got to know him so much more than the other men. Like, thank you for turning the TV off. Even, like, Peter, who was around for almost as long as him, I feel like we got to know him so much more, and he shared so much more about his background and, like, the struggles that he was going through with his family, that, like, watching him lose was, like, kind of really heartbreaking. Like, watching her, like, break up with him, mm-hmm. I felt so bad for him. And then, of course, Jed comes along with his guitar.
So, the fact that he, like, we know he's deceiving because he was trying to sell his music this whole season, and he sells his music during the engagement. Like, bro, leave the guitar at the hotel.
Right. Like, what was he thinking? Like, I feel like he probably was thinking, like, this is going to go up on iTunes and, like, make us a lot of money. You know what I mean? Like, how do you think that that's a good idea and that's going to, like... If the truth comes out, that's, like, gonna just make you look even worse.
And is he dumb enough to think that the truth wouldn't come out?
Right. It's so strange because it's, like, half the season I've thought, like, he's been, like... I go back and forth about him. I'm like, did he just, like, dumb his way into this position? Or, like, do you think he was, like, navigating this, having to, like, think about, oh, I'm trying to advertise myself as a musician? Like, how much of this is him, like, manipulating, like, the game for, you know, like, what was going on in his brain? And all those serious conversations he was, like, having with Hannah, like, it's he's like someone that I can't really figure out. And I feel like the conversations that we saw from him this episode made me still be like really puzzled by him.
I feel like he's just classic. Okay, Capricorn roast. Sorry, it's happening.
Capricorns, lower the volume now.
Lower the volume if you're a Capricorn. We know that you're not all bad, but like classic shadow side, like obsessed with his career, will do anything to make his career successful. Like, can't express his emotions.
Yeah.
And obviously he does have serious emotions about her because you did see him holding back tears.
Yeah.
But I just, it's hard to know what really happened. I mean, my...
Right. Because he won't even say it, even when she confronts him. He, like, kind of twists it still.
He still twists it. My impression is that he went on the show fully planning to promote his music and return to the girl that he was seeing. Then actually started liking Hannah. Then was like, oh shit, I'm in too deep. I'm building a connection with her. Didn't know how to pump the brakes.
Yeah.
And, but it's really interesting. I think actually the worst part about this for me was listening to him downplay his relationship with this woman.
Yeah.
Like, it's out in the open, honey. Like, just own that you were in a relationship, like, before you started the show.
Like, literally, there's, like, screenshots of, like, y'all's text messages. Like, it's...
You said you loved her.
Right. There's pictures of y'all on vacation together. It's like, one thing to actually, like, ditch someone, and then it's another thing to lie about, like, what happened.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, try and change reality. And I think it, like, it was so... I agree with you that I think he probably, like, went in thinking, like, I'm with this girl. I'm gonna go and advertise myself, maybe make it a few rounds, have America, like, fall in love with my music, and it'll be fabulous. I'll go back home to my life. And then he probably was like, actually, like, this girl is great. And then, you know, I think maybe he had this sort of mindset of, like, maybe I can, like, turn this into, like, a cute love story where, like, I get the girl, I advertise my music career, everything works out in the end. But then, obviously, this poor woman that you left behind is going to be like, whoa, my boyfriend who just told me he loved me and was, like, trying to, like, build a career for
who
us.
Who I took to the Bahamas.
Who I took to the Bahamas with my parents and our families. Like, I can't even imagine, like, the pain of that. And then watching all of this on TV, that's
what
makes
me...
They go
to the Bahamas with their families?
Yeah. They went on vacation with their families.
What?
Yeah. And they that's when they said, I love you and everything. And then he left, like, almost immediately after that.
Oh,
and also,
my God.
Just the conversation, the saying, like, the delusion, how do you... do you really think Hannah's so stupid that you could just say, oh, I didn't express verbally that we were breaking up, but in my mind I did?
In my heart, like, in my mind, I... That's the new thing. We're gonna... In our hearts, we're going to record the podcast, but we're not really going to record it.
And you'll still leave really great reviews, right?
In our hearts.
Oh, my God. It was just... you have to know that Hannah's not this dumb. Like, I get it. Like, I know some people, like, really shit on her for, like, her judgment this season. And it was really frustrating watching her handle Luke. I think she did a really good job compared to what I'm sure a lot of people in our comments would do in that situation. But I think that she's just, like, kind of this basic, like, sweet girl who, like, in over her head, definitely too judgmental on herself. I felt really, really bad for her having to deal with this buffoon and the way he was looking at her whenever he was trying to bullshit his way out of this, like, made me so upset.
Just, I mean, have you ever been in a really emotionally tense conversation with a Capricorn?
No, I don't fuck with Capricorns.
Oh, well, I have. I have made the mistake, and I swear to fucking God, they are so good at holding it together. Like, their eyes, like, maybe start to water a little bit, but they just...
In those situations, you want them to be, like, begging. You know? You want them to be, like... In their faces, you want them to be like, this is the biggest mistake I've ever made in my life. I can't believe I'm, like, risking losing the most amazing person that's ever come into my life.
No,
like,
he's so withdrawn. The opposite, he even says he's unwilling to cry on camera and keeps himself from doing so.
It's fucking nutso. I'm like, what are you... I don't want to... Like, I wouldn't even want to be in a relationship with that. The coldness. I thought that she handled
it. Oh, like, even
so
if
well.
He hadn't made all these mistakes, like, you still are,
yeah,
like, cool.
Like, I need to know that you, like, I need to see the remorse that you understand, like, the pain that you, like, put other people through. That's the thing, is it was all me statements. It was all, I realized that, like, I really ruined this for myself. Like, I won. Like, telling your friends I won. Like,
classic fucking sea goat.
It's literally just, like, this whole thing is about, like, my place in it. It's not about the women that I hurt. It's not about the families that I embarrassed. It's not about...
So it's not about his impact at all. Like, it is right. Like, exclusively about how he was affected and his behavior and yeah. his growth, but nothing... He didn't... Yeah. Ooh.
And it almost made me see, like, his face almost made me feel like maybe they, like, had to sucker him into, like, shooting that scene. Yeah. You know, he seems so, like, uninvolved.
Oh, I'm sure you know? They had to sucker him into shooting
Like, it almost felt like the way he was leaning back, it almost felt like he was like, okay, let me just, like, rip the bandaid off, like.
How can I get out of this situation quickly?
Yeah. And he did, like, say, like, what can I do?
Yeah.
Which is, like, you say that whenever, like, you, like, missed a date because you, like. You know,
right, when
up
you
calendar.
Actually completely lie to someone and deceive them, you can't just say, what can I do? How about you, like, best case scenario, you come up with a solution on your own. Like, these are the ways I'm going to change my behavior. This is the way I'm going to gain your trust back. You don't just lazy. That's so lazy. It's yeah. so fucking lazy to be like, oh, I massively lied. And actually, I was dating a girl the whole time I was on the show and didn't break up with her. But what can I do to gain your trust back? Can you tell me what I need to do?
Like, our wedding is in January. Like, we got to figure this out. Let's go.
That is so fucked.
So, yeah, that conversation happened, and Hannah, like, took the little ring off halfway. The crowd cheered, put it back on, took it off finally. And then there, you know, Chris Harrison, who, side note, seemed really excited about the content of this season compared to Colton's. Do you remember Colton's, like, after the rose? Like, do you remember how over it he was?
Yeah, Chris Harrison just looks so bored. Like, he looks just so done.
He was like, give me something. Give yep. me something. But this sit down, he was like, I think he was really, really into it. He was like, I'm really into, like, all of this drama happening. How did he say it? Like, you learn the impact of your lies, like, at the beginning of the episode. Like, he was super into it. And I also feel like he really, like, likes Hannah a lot.
Yeah, I think they have a cute Leo Libra bond, yeah. and he was so jazzed.
He was
I haven't seen him this excited in a long time. Like, he was so excited to ham it up. He really hammed it up.
And so he brings Hannah back on, and she, I don't know, I honestly wasn't paying attention to what she was saying. But basically, it's like, that would be hard to go through, to think you're engaged with somebody. I think she put it really well when she did say, like, I got engaged to a different person than this.
Right, like, this isn't what I said yes to.
Right, and, like, what you said was, like, so spot on. It's, like, the foundation that you build. And also, like, y'all fucking got engaged. Like, I can't even imagine going on, like, a fourth date with someone after hearing, you know, them lie to me. If I found out they were lying to me about their, like, life circumstances, I'd be like, this is creepy, I'm out.
I fully feel like his half-assed attempt to tell her the day after they got engaged makes it way worse.
Oh my god, yes.
It would have been better if he just didn't say anything, but the fact that he said he was, you know, just sort of kind of seeing someone, but he ended it
yeah.
in case something comes out of the woodwork, like, that makes it so much worse. Because
he was trying
to
do damage control, and he was trying to, like, get ahead of the story, you know, to sort of fill her brain with a different alternative reality of what was happening.
Right.
Like, hoping that then she would, like, that's so creepy. Like, he was trying to manipulate the situation, hoping that she would read it and be like, you know what, those are just rumors. I'm not going to worry about it because he already told me what happened.
God.
What a creep. And you know what? I do feel bad. I feel bad for his family that he had to call them and be like, hey, the producers are going to be at your door soon. Can you please pretend that I don't have a fucking girlfriend? Like, no wonder, and she even said it, she was like, no wonder your family was so weird. And that's when I'm like, Hannah, what you could have done is you could have listened to the way that they were talking to you and thought, you know, maybe that's a red flag. You could have listened to your family being like, we don't really like this guy that much, not enough to justify him having a bullshit career. Maybe you should marry someone who really likes you, who we really like. Like, it's like, it was weird to me that she even, like, after she met his family and they were super, like, strange to her, that she, like, didn't talk about it ever again, you know?
I mean, there are so many red flags.
Right.
And she just, I think, I mean, I don't want to, like, rag on her too much. I'm sure it's a super, super hard job to have, and that if there were ever... Yeah. If I were ever the non-binary bachelorette, that I would make several Libra mistakes. But at the same time, I do think it's a symptom of her maturity and, like, potentially even how much she thinks she's worth. Like, in the moment, yeah. she clearly fed into Luke and Jed. Yeah. Are both, like, really deceiving and kind of creepy.
Entertaining these clowns.
Do you think that's off base of me to say, like,
no,
that it's
I
a
don't.
Symptom of her maturity
I mean,
to
I
be
think it's
going
sort of,
after?
I think it's in the same vein as, like, you know, how she discounted Tyler for so long. Like,
right.
Tyler treated her, like, A+, like, so nicely and was really transparent to her.
A++.
And, like, gave her probably way more than the other guys did. And I think she never took him seriously because she had preconceived notions about, oh, this guy is, like, this model. Like, he's probably a player. Like, I don't think I can, like, be with that. And
she even says, like, I don't know why Tyler would like me. He's so
yeah.
pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, the way that she, like, talks about herself, like, in comparison with him. Like, it just seemed like... And she's even recognized this, like, a lot this season. At the end, she has, like, really honed in on, like, how much she's grown from this experience. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's really nice to see, you know, if we can get anything out of the situation, is, like, maybe she learned some really important lessons.
She obviously did. I think she,
you know?
Her, I do read, it's TV, but I read that she, like, likes herself a lot more.
Yeah.
And feels, she obviously said she feels a lot stronger.
Yeah.
For it, but I cannot imagine going into something like this. She's taken it more seriously than any Bachelor, Bachelorette I've ever seen.
Oh my gosh, completely.
And then this happens to
I
you,
know,
the
it's bad
one person that you pick.
I know.
I mean, I feel so bad for her.
You wonder, like, if she was on Are You the One? You know, because we watched that show and a lot of it, the whole theme of the show is you're repeating toxic behaviors in your dating life. What you do at home is just magnified in the house that you're in with all these people. And for her, it's like, I feel like she probably was playing out some, like, past dating experiences.
Right.
Where she's, like, seen, you know, patterns of behavior from people that she's given too many chances.
Right.
Or accepted lies from, or, like, forgiven when she really didn't need to. So, like, maybe this is, like, a big, like, we're good, we're done with that.
Right.
Because they're all so young. Like, I want to shake them and be like, you guys are too young to be getting engaged.
She's younger than us. Like, it's crazy.
You have so much more time to, like, make those mistakes.
Right.
But, so, you know, she then Chris, like, was talking to her about it. And then, of course, Jed came back out and she was like, I'm not into you anymore. And at that point, I was actually shocked that Jed was even on the show. Because if I were him and had done all of that, I would have just retired with, like, my tail between my legs and just been like, I'm done.
I'm kind of surprised that he did come out. And I'm
yeah.
also interested in whether that actually helps his image, that he came out and apologized.
Yeah.
Like, whether that's going to make, you know, the
right.
the fan base really...
I mean, it happened so quickly after that conversation that was just complete bullshit. I didn't even... I honestly
broke up with her in my heart, but I just didn't vocalize
right.
it.
Right. It's like, to me, obviously there had been, what, like 2 weeks between that? Like, wow, you really experienced a lot of growth.
So much growth in 2 weeks, Jed.
I think, if anything, he doesn't need to be on TV. I think he needs to go home and apologize to his family.
Yeah.
For putting them on television and exposing them to all of that bullshit.
Yeah, like, oh my god, they were so weird. Of course they were so weird. They had no time to prepare.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're supposed to be actors, like...
Yeah. I felt for them. So, Jed, hope you learned your lesson. Then Chris Harrison was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited because we're about to bring Tyler back on. And, like, you could, read the glee in his voice. And then Tyler comes on.
Can we pause really quickly?
Yeah.
It is so fucking hot in Tony's room, you guys.
Yeah,
like, I am fucking boiling. I cannot focus. Like, I'm listening to you, but I feel like I'm all over the board because, like, what kind of Seattleite am I? Like, we turn the fan off for 5 minutes. It's probably 60 degrees outside or something.
I know.
So hot.
We turned the fan off because we didn't want the fan noise, but the fan circulates air in our room, and right now it's fucking hot.
Yeah, do you think our content's, like, actually worse because my brain's not working because I'm so warm?
I think that you're doing fine.
Okay.
We're almost
all
done.
Right,
we're
right,
on Tyler
right.
now. We're almost done.
Okay, Tyler.
This
take
is your
it
favorite
home.
Subject. Come on.
It is my favorite subject.
So Tyler comes out, all the women collectively orgasm.
Yeah, the fucking audience was like, oh my god.
Chris was like, I think the Beatles are in the house.
Yeah, Chris was like so chipper. Oh my god.
And then Hannah like gets really giggly and like loses her composure and basically asks Tyler out on a date, which I think is like kind of a bittersweet way to end the season, because obviously like it's cringy to like watch someone like be rejected and then, you know, get the rose in the end. But it wasn't like she tried to go and like re-engage, you know? Like, Ari's season was fucked up because Ari got engaged to Becca and then, like, broke it off with her and then, like, went back to...
And proposed.
Whereas Hannah was like, I recognize that things are not the same as when I left you. Can we just start with a drink?
I'm still angry.
I know. Ingrid's, like, not having it. I'm like, okay... I think Tyler is great. Obviously, he's foxy. But, like, I think that they actually could have, like, a cute life together. Like, he's, a, like, he, like, has a family business, like, in carpentry. Like, he obviously wants to stay in Jupiter, Florida. Like, Postmates is everywhere. Hannah can advertise Postmates from anywhere in the world at this point. Like, they can build a life together in Jupiter.
Okay.
Ingrid, would you move to Jupiter?
Okay, that's fine. It's fine.
I'm sorry. Maybe it won't work. Maybe they'll go out and realize they actually have nothing in common.
I'm just... Like, I literally cannot imagine someone rejecting me on that level.
I know. I can't
And then
either.
Turning around and being like, okay, I'll go out with you again.
That's
like,
his thing, you know?
He's just, like, such a good guy, but...
He really liked her. And also, like, they were on the... He was going to propose to her, you know? Like, I think it's, like, the show format makes it kind of, like, I can't fathom that happening. I'm nobody's second choice, let me tell you. But I'm also not on a reality TV show where, like, I just tried to propose to someone and, like, was fully in love with them and then they said no.
Right.
You know?
I guess maybe I have a bigger ego than I'd like to admit because, like, my ego hurt for his ego. That in that moment... On stage, he was obligated to say yes to getting drinks with her no matter what his actual answer is. And maybe his actual answer is yes and he wants to, but in that moment, like, what is he going to disappoint the whole audience by being like...
I feel like he was still into it.
He is, but like...
I feel like Pete would have said that too.
Well, I think that maybe they should have more pride.
Yeah, that's fair. That's totally fair.
And also, I'm going to say something that you can take out later if it's kind of controversial. But... Especially since I'm being, like, a Libra flip-flopper right now.
Go for it.
I love Tyler. I think he's great. But also, is he that great? Like,
right, and that's why I'm saying, like, it's not like he's, like, too good for Hannah. You know what I mean? Like, I think that they actually would, like, kind of work together.
No, yeah. That's not why I'm angry, because I, like, I don't like the fact that she thought it was okay to do that. To do that in front of the audience and, like, put him on the spot like that. Oh, but also, it's TV, and they probably planned this whole thing, and I'm just being a brat.
Do you think that they haven't been communicating? Like, I feel like they probably have communicated since all of this Jed stuff went down.
Yeah, I'm sure. But then it weirdly did seem like it was the first time that they'd seen each other.
I feel like, though, she mentioned that he's been, like, supportive.
Yeah, so they've been
I think
talking.
That they have been.
I just think it's problematic to ask someone out after you rejected them and got engaged to someone else. That's all I'm saying.
It's also, like, very problematic to, like, film that scene. I'm going back to Ari's season. Confronting Becca at the vacation home.
So rough. That was fucking brutal. That was such a good season.
The drama in that season was... That twist ending at the end, that was really good. But yeah, you're right. In a front live studio audience, that is, like, a lot of pressure. But I think he would have said yes.
Probably was planned. Like, probably the whole thing was planned, and I'm just being bratty because I'm too hot.
I'm sorry. Ooh. Ingrid's cranky.
I am cranky, but...
That's like Addie when she comes here. She's like, it's too hot in here.
Addie's Tony's. Sorry. Do you say girlfriend or partner?
Girlfriend.
Yeah, I like girlfriend better.
It doesn't really matter. But
sometimes I feel like partner sounds old.
Right. Sometimes I think, like, partner is like, oh, so you guys are like, basically married.
Like, just got a lab.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess during this episode, I just had this really big, or no, last night when Tyler was meeting the parents, he did great. And then I also had this moment where I came out of the Tyler fog that America is in right now for a brief moment. I was like, oh, you're actually just a normal guy. Like, right, you're just like, actually like a really normal dude.
You're normal, but like the part that pushes him over the edge is that he's like nice.
Yeah.
Which is like, I guess, too much to expect from men.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly. His niceness has just been like, it's like, oh, okay, so you're just a nice guy. Like, I don't.
I think we've acknowledged that throughout the show, though. Yeah. Like, I'm not, like, hard on, like, how, like, much we like, give him props. Because, like, they're, like, obviously Hannah's had to, like, the theme for Hannah this season has had her having to deal with shitty dudes.
Right.
Like, she's just gotten tossed such a load of crap this season. I felt bad for her. So, like, for him, he was always that beacon of, like, oh my gosh, like, at least we can rely on Tyler to, like, be supportive and nice.
Right.
Which is what everyone should get from their partner no matter what.
Right.
So, that's what we'll leave you with.
Right.
I'm excited for Bachelor in Paradise because it's just going to be messy and fun.
Yeah, it's going to be so good.
And the tears. I can't wait to see the tears.
John Paul Jones' cry session, like, really had us both laughing.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I want to see who fights.
Yeah.
All right. So, we're outie, I guess, until next week, which is, like, ridiculous that's happening so fast. But, I hope you guys will tune in as we watch Bachelor in Paradise. And if you don't already, follow our Instagram. And if you haven't yet and you have been listening and enjoying, leave us a review.
Yeah, we love those reviews. I'm living for those reviews.
They're so sweet. Okay. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Bye.